Good morning, afternoon, and evening, Supercoach Elites. Welcome back to another Supercoach Elites podcast, proudly sponsored by the Patreons at patreon.com and our friends over at SC Elites. Hit them up on Facebook and Instagram. My name's Corey, and as always, alongside me is the Bombs Express.
Choo-choo! That's what Corey like, the voice. It has not recovered, Corey, from a big second half from the Flaggers. I'll tell you what, Corey.
Crazy.
Was it ever in dip?
It's funny, because even watching it, I actually thought this was still a sniff, even when it was happening.
Oh, you've never seen a bigger premiership favourite than what we are at the moment.
I would love to have been the fly on the wall in your house. Shit would have been thrown everywhere early.
How are we 8-1 when we're $1.20 to win the grand final? It just confuses me. Now, where can listeners find us on social media, mate?
Find us on Patreon and Twitter at SCLEs. Find us on Facebook, on SoundCloud, Spotify, and YouTube. Now, I must say, our sponsors are Elites Breaks. I said SC Elites, so I'm glad that you don't listen at the start.
Sorry. I've never seen, honestly, a more... How can I say this, Corey? A sponsor who contributes to our podcast more than they contribute to their own page. So you need to be getting that right, Corey.
Okay, fair enough. They give a lot around here, you reckon?
They contribute so much. And to be honest, the deal they're getting, we should be paying them.
Oh, it's just squillions, mate. How'd you find round zero?
Not good. Not good at all. Because now, instead of having 7 bye players, I've got 17 of them. I just want everyone.
Yeah, we had a bit of a topic conversation about my potential trades that are reversed back to the non-buys, but we'll talk about that today. We'll just quickly go through game by game, what you liked, what you didn't.
Yeah, I don't really see any other way to get through it, Corey.
Yeah, beautiful. Start Sydney and Melbourne.
Yeah. What a game.
We'll start with the D's, because I think there's a lot more talking points over at Sydney. A lot of people have Viney now. You know the funniest part about this? This, mate, is hilarious. So the question we quite often ask people is, was this player on your radar at any stage during the preseason? Yep. Like, you know, if they weren't, don't put him in your team. Everyone who's told me they've got Viney in their team, they're like, I had him in a couple of weeks ago. A lot. I'm like, okay.
There's no chance. Like, people weren't considering Viney over Took Miller, etc.
Agreed.
I'm not buying any of that.
Nah, leave it at home.
Yeah. Bit sus.
For those who had Petrarca, nothing to worry about. That's 108.
Yeah, he was absent. He scored 108.
He had about a 5-minute period.
That's about as good as it gets, Corey.
Yeah. How's lock it in, 91. Oh.
Yeah, you have to. And yep. I reckon there'd be a lot of people. I mean, I think before this weekend, we were like, fuck, is it Toby Pink? Is it fucking Phillips? The answer's just Howes.
Straight in.
Howes, did we not see that, Corey?
123K. Cause for concern on Maxi? Yes or no?
No.
If he goes out and scores another 70 next week, what happens?
I'll trade the cunt.
Because that's the question that I keep asking everyone. And I think the answer is, I just hold it.
Beautiful. Yeah.
But I think if the answer's trade it, I don't mind if you can get that money, which what I've done, to English.
Didn't he score 180 in the Prakey game? And
170-something, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything to be concerned about. He's done this historically.
Well, I mean, if there's nothing to be concerned about, why the fuck are you going to get Tim English?
Because I had the money there, and I think English is probably better than Gorn, and especially for my buy structure as well.
In 2022, Corey, Gorn started the year with 92 and 81,
you
88.
You dragged him out?
Yeah. And then he went on an absolute tear of 117, 160, 130, 123, 172. And then I remember actually trading him in for 3 sub-100 scores after that.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's over 30.
Yeah, but he's not turning 30, is he, Corey?
Yeah, I think he just pick and choose. There you go.
Let's have a look at this one, Corey. 2021, started the year with 93.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think he can go longer as well.
What did he average at the end of that year? 121?
Yeah. You can go, I think you can go almost scored, the last like 4 or 5 yeah, years.
I'm bringing it out for you. Yeah. He scored 93 in round one in 2020. End of the year, averaging 139.9. He scored 87 in 2019 round one. Went on to average 128 that year. Well, we probably can't use this one as a sample because he had 139 in round one in 2018. But maybe we'll just cut it there. But, I mean, yeah. Well, no, you shouldn't be worried. This is fine. You want him to have a low game, I reckon, when the points don't actually matter.
Yeah. No, I think you'd be right. You'd be right with Maximilius.
Yeah, mate. Don't stress.
No stress, mate. It's going to be so funny next week if it's a sub 80.
Well, it won't be funny. My trades gone.
I just know what you're like. You're way too reactive to stick with that.
He's gone.
Now that you've got 40 trades.
Gone.
Oh, fuck me. Caleb Windsor, where does this leave it now with the 58?
He's not in my team.
Yeah, is it just because it's the easiest way to get to Lions?
Probably because Jack Carroll's the biggest, the fattest lock you've ever seen, Corey.
Jack Carroll, fuck me.
Didn't he have a 57 debut quarter?
60, yeah.
59. He debuted in one quarter with 59.
It's a good quarter.
Or five touches, wasn't it?
Wasn't it more than that?
No,
I thought it was like six touches, or seven. Though. He laid like four or five tackles as well.
No, he didn't. He had two for the game, so that's not possible.
Maybe it was four or five marks.
No, he had one for the game.
So how is his point so high?
Everything was just centre clearance effective. And
I
it all
I
went
and had a look. I thought I looked at
it
stats.
Was
and I thought
it was goal after goal after goal for the Flaggers there, Corey. Yeah, and it was all on the back of this guy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough. And Bailey Laurie subbed out. Jack Billings as well. Fuck me. I mean, everyone got rid of him. But if you haven't, that's a big worry.
Better to happen when it doesn't matter than to happen next week when it does.
Could you start him?
Well, I go with you good.
If he wasn't subbed? When did they play?
I'll tell you now. He looks shit-ass, but Corey.
Coming down that free kick away straight away.
Wasn't he subbed on at half-time?
Yeah. Two touches.
So he played half of footy
just over half-time. He played just under 40% of game time, so.
Yeah, but he scored 11 in a half of football quarter. He was shit else.
Big worries. Good that it got out of the way now. This is actually round zero saved us with a couple. Kitty Coleman. Yep. Bilbo.
I can't wait to talk about some injuries in that game, Corey. Gee, have I been proved right?
In what game? Your game.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it, mate.
The Swannies. Isaac Heaney.
My boy?
Would be number one.
Nah, now it's number two.
No, number two. 144, big start.
Corey.
Huge,
now, you know,
influential. The role was fantastic.
The role was everything you saw in the preseason games.
Yep.
But more than that, they were interviewed him at halftime in the game, and he said, no, this is his role this year.
Yeah.
And didn't I quote that his preseason interview about 3 days, 4 days before that, yeah, when we dropped the potty?
I was absolutely rapt that I got him in the draft league where I got him.
You've got to listen to press conferences, Corey. They are the key to everything.
Key that just unopens the safe.
You just got to know who to trust. That's the only thing. Now, Heaney started last year with 141 and 140. You know that?
Yes.
He was averaging... No, he wasn't. What have I done here?
I don't know. Have you got all the stats that you want to have?
Hold on a minute. He didn't score all that last year. No, this can't be right.
Isn't it? Averages, stats?
I've got to hear that he's averaging 101 last year. That can't be true.
His round one scores since 2020 were 152, 115, 141, 71, and 144, with an average of 125. Yeah. Heaney scores the week after going 140 since 2020, 60, 140. So that was the one that was a couple of years ago. 88, 93, 46, for an average of 85.4.
It's very interesting, isn't it?
It's extremely interesting. But we've never been promised this role, and it's not always gospel. Yeah. I don't mind anyone going there. I'm not.
Bro, I think it's... The thing I was speaking about on Discord, aka Patreon.
Yeah.
You got Ollie Wines at the same price in the midfield. Only one 0% chance to be top 8. Why wouldn't you just pick Heaney instead, who's probably 87% likely to be top 6 in the forward line?
With a bit of DPP, yeah.
Well, no. Well, you'd have to use David Bear to get him in because he's not a midfielder. But
that's what I mean.
It's not hard to put Fife or Jordan in there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Very good.
That's what I'll say to that.
Yeah. Grundy, huge. If you were talking about Zeri or Cherry over him at all, forget about it.
Should have been a 200. What was his kick? What was his disposal efficiency?
43%. Yeah. 9 clangers. Fuck, 4 frees against.
He was a donkey with the ball in his hand.
Yeah.
I mean, even that, you know that Chad Warner goal that fucking like really got the cunts going in the last quarter?
Yeah.
That was an error kick by Grundy that was half smothered and just landed into his fucking chest and he bombed it from 55 for a goal.
Bang.
He probably ended up with 20 points for another clanger kick there. It was... I can't remember... This is no joke. I can't remember a player with, like, disposing of the ball as bad as he did that day.
Mm.
He was all over the shop.
It would be plenty, but he was terrible. For a 140... At 43%, could be handy for us.
Yeah, that should have been a 240.
Yeah. James Jordan, tale of two halves.
Was it one possession in the first quarter?
He was shocked. He was nowhere to be seen.
I think he had 3 possessions in the last. So he had 4 possessions in half of football and 14 and 7 tackles in the rest of it.
Hmm.
Not like zero concerns about James Jordan, bro.
Errol Goulden's ownership dropping dramatically. Is there a world where people could still start Errol? Or is it just the buy's coming up, you might as well just wait till after the buy and pick him up nice and cheap now?
I've not spoken to you about this.
Nope.
His game was an almost game.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I reckon, about 8 instances where he was either just missed or slightly fumbly or, you know, or just hit the ball over the boundary line.
We were talking about it, the one where they just burnt him on that passage
just
of play.
Just ignored.
Yeah.
He was very close. Like, it's an almost game.
Anyway, only went at 55% as well.
It was not far off a 30% game, what he did.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't expect him to only come out and get 20 touches in his next game. And I wouldn't expect him to go at 55% again.
The score only stays in there for one game too.
Yeah, but if you pick him, it doesn't matter how long it stays there for, because you never trade him out.
To the end of the year.
That's right. You got Collingwood this week. Gee. He'll probably go 130.
You run a mark. You'll run a mark on the Pies.
Mm. Two goals and 25, I reckon.
It's just one of those ones that, yeah, I wouldn't whip you for trading it. I wouldn't whip you for holding it.
Nah. I wouldn't be concerned.
Matty Roberts, the fattest lock.
Taylor two halves.
Yeah.
Didn't he have like fucking 15 touches, 14 touches at halftime?
Yeah.
And so he had 4 or 5 touches in the second half?
Yeah.
Mm.
You pick it. 76 is in there.
You're picking it because he's 150, but if he was 205, I probably wouldn't.
Mm. Anything else out of this game?
Not that was Supercoach relevant, no.
No. Mm. Oh, God, fan footy's a fucking nightmare at the moment with this round zero shit.
Why is that?
Just finding the games. You got to go back to get into it.
Not me, mate. I'll start us off, Corey. Did we do Melbourne?
Yeah, we done Melbourne, mate. We started with Melbourne.
Ah, da-da-da-da. Is that what we're up to, Corey?
We're up to the Flaggers, yeah.
How good... Now, honestly, what was the difference between Carlton's first half and second half, Corey?
That guy that got subbed on.
Sam Doherty subbed off. What did I say in the preseason potties?
That you'd rather him not in the team?
I said, for them to win the flag, has to be dropped. And now, Corey, this is going to be the most unpopular opinion in the world. But this cunt's ACL is the hard luck story they need to become a premiership team.
Yeah, they're always better later in the season, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
This is Rob Murphy-esque.
Yeah, up on the stage. We love you. You've done the club.
Here comes Voss. Here comes Voss. Oh, fucking Doherty, ex-captain. Fucking dick cancer. 3 ACLs, mate. This was for you. That's the storyline, Gory.
It's there. Set in stone.
It is there now for the taking. Honestly, you should never be happy with a player getting injured, but I'm not disappointed.
So horrible, Zach.
They might revoke my membership after saying that.
You shouted Harry McKay all preseason, and then 130.
Corey, is he not the fattest lock you've ever seen?
One hit out. Good ruck.
That's, what, 7 marks, 3 goals, 1, Corey? 10 contested possessions, couple clearances.
You told me there was going to be 10 hit outs a game.
Yeah, so imagine that score when he gets 9 more hit outs.
Crazy.
Did you see what they did?
With what?
Their rucks.
They rucked everyone.
No. Harry McKay pretty much only took centre bounces when TDK was off.
Yeah.
And when TDK was off, they still wanted the two boys up top, so they played fucking Matt Kennedy and Paddy Cripper.
Yeah. It was fucking weird.
Yeah, well,
I'll tell you what, you can definitely have a look at Captain and VC, whoever, if you've got the ruck playing Carlton this year.
Well, why would you do that?
Well, I'm pretty sure that the best in the competition will have a field day against those ruckmen.
Brisbane are the best in the competition.
At ruck.
Corey, they played us on their home deck. They haven't lost there for 26 games.
Talking about fucking teams, you dickhead.
Corey, they're up by 46 points in their home deck of the old Brizzy Bears, as you'd call them, Corey. Come on, bro. They're not a premiership team. Come on, mate.
Mate, I'm talking about the premium ruckman in the competition.
It doesn't matter.
How are you making this, Corey, about Carlton winning?
We are here to talk about the game of football, Corey.
Mate, you got to stop drinking your own bathwater. It's fucking... You've been in there too long, mate. It's getting
Harry McKay,
salty.
Corey, I want to change my top six forwards here. Because I had Toby Green averaging 99.1, right? And I had Zach Fisher at 107.9, Heaney 105. Look, Jack McRae at 101.3. We're going to sub him out, and we're going to put Harry at 102.4 now.
Thank you for that infinite wisdom.
That is an edit to the forward podcast.
Zachary Williams.
Lock.
Yeah, did you like it?
Well, it was only half a game, wasn't it? He probably had 15 touches at the half. 50-something at the
17
half.
17 kicks.
Yeah, of course he's just going to kick, man. So, of course he is.
2 frees against.
Lock.
I reckon that'll be closer to, 85, 90 on a good day.
Yeah, when you see he's 73 there, though, but that's just your mainstream scores from it. Like, you know when you pick 123k rookies and you're like, fuck, they scored 70, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Zach Williams scored 70 and you're just like, yeah, mediocre game, yeah, whatever. That's the difference between the 100k. The 100k just buys you so much more confidence.
Yeah, I reckon absolutely slap it on, doting.
He'll have games of 120 for
the
sure.
The injury's the worry. That's, other than that, slap it on, get it.
Of course.
You've got 40 of them, deal with it.
We've already had our hard luck story, Corey.
I don't think these can... considered in that anyway. The fucking, he's barely played any games for you, that dickhead.
No, it'd still be a hard luck story.
Anything else from the Blue Baggers? You want to talk about that Jack Carroll kid?
I just want to say 283k, my boy Boydie, Corey.
Oh,
he's 87.
Wow. No one's picking it, so who cares?
Corey, that is a 15-20. Go get him in draft. You got him in draft yet?
No.
Go get him.
No.
Drop Cottrell and get that gun, bro.
No, you told me... Oh, actually, I really enjoyed Cottrell's game.
Cottrell had 14 touches and scored 62,
do you know,
bro.
Fucking Cottrell?
Ringer.
And when the game's there, like, he's... like,
he goes up a gear.
Yeah, and the play on, like, it's an underrated...
Loves it.
But just the ability to absolutely burn the man on the mark as well. Obviously, they have to be stationary.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do things.
But he's just like...
There's only about one player in the comp that can't do it, and that'd be Paddy Cripps.
There's a lot of people who don't do it, and
yeah,
I liked his quarter the other day. I thought he was good in that comeback.
Don't you stress about Matty Cottrell, mate. Corey, I'm telling you, Boyd, bro, the cunt does not miss with the foot.
Can Jack Carroll not be sub?
Well, Doherty's out, so of course.
Can he become pickable?
Oh, I think he'll get a full game this week, yeah. Yeah, I'm probably going to start him.
Forward, 123k.
Hey, he's a mid-only, isn't he?
Oh, is he mid-only? Sorry, must have been forward last year. I just clicked on the fucking thing. I should actually look at Supercoach rather than fan footy.
Yeah, he's a mid-only.
Who are you going to start him over? Thomas.
Caleb Windsor, probably.
Okay, so I went Windsor up to Lions, so...
Yeah, so I've got no one expensive left on my bench because I'm trying to pour all my money on field because... I think this really opened my eyes this week, just how shit rookies are. And, you know, there's probably not going to be a hell of a lot of difference between the 123s and the 180s. So why not save 60K and get some better on-field players?
Okay. I think I'll disagree there. I think a lot of these 180s are going to be very good.
That's okay. I've got all the ones that are going to be good. Still got fucking five of them, bro.
So who don't you have?
Oh, I think the one I don't have... No, I haven't got two. I haven't got Colby and I haven't got a Windsor.
Well, that could be one that really hurts you.
No, I'll be able to correction all that, don't stress.
Yeah, okay. Windsor! You know. Much for muchness. The Brizzy Bears. Jared Lyons in your team?
I can't find the 60 to do it at the moment, but I'm doing everything I can to bring him in.
106 was absolutely awesome in their first half onslaught. Tackled, yeah, got the ball.
Wouldn't have found too many players that were bad for him.
Yeah, but very, very impressive. If that role continues, he's going to be a very handy cash gainer.
Yeah, it's a watch this space because...
I find it hard to ignore, though. Like, when you... So it's the old antidote that you've got James Jordan at 275, you've got him at 258, you've got 106 in the system for one and 77 in the other, and yet you're condoning the Jordan, but arming and ahhing about Lyons.
No, I'm not arming and ahhing. You asked if he's in my team, and I said I'm doing everything I can to get him in. Like, I've got to find the 60. Okay. I haven't found it yet.
Will you find it?
Oh, yeah, I have to find it, yeah. The thing is, he's going to be rocking M6 for me, I think.
Yeah, he's M5 for me.
And so this is the thing I'm fucking really annoyed about with Supercoach is, like, Roberts, Sexton, like, none of them have that defender status yet.
Yeah.
If one of them could have had defender status, they'd just be bang. Get that cunt in the back line, that midfield spot opens up, bang. Get that cunt right there in the midfield. So it's like I'm going to have to bench one of these guys for fucking 5-6 weeks. That's the annoying part
of it. Would you be shocked if he was sub on Sunday? They played the last game.
Yeah, look, if he's sub, I'm not picking him.
But what do you do? Because you're not going to find out until every other game's on, played.
Are they the very last?
Yeah, they're the last game. They play 6:50 Sunday night.
What the fuck?
They do play Freo, though, so there's potential Freo's got that Cooper Simpson, Sharp,
Jeremy Sharp. Yeah.
Didn't Cooper Simpson get knocked out? You're dealing with a concussion.
Freo, got no other. Brisbane, no other option. Fixture gated, bro.
It could be hard. It could be funny as.
How did Carlton Brisbane play on the same day last week and then one gets the Thursday night game, one gets the Sunday last
week? Makes no sense, does it? It like basically all teams that played should have a later game.
Jesus Christ.
It'll go to the fixture the week after. Neil Good. Is he being disrespected?
No. Don't care. Not picking him.
Dunkley 101. McCluggage. Big, big loss with Coleman. He was good early.
Yeah, that there is probably why Carlton were able to get on top. They had cunts like fucking Jackson Payne trying to kick it on the 45 in the middle of the stadium as opposed to, you know, lacing out Coleman. That's a sad injury. I mean, not only for Supercoach, but for him. He's really sort of getting on top of his game. He was, wasn't he on 50 as well?
Yeah, he was scaled fucking down, flying.
He was scaled down 13 or whatever it was.
The worst part was as soon as he put it on his foot, straight away live play, it wasn't even the replay. I'm like, oh, fucking he's broken his leg. Like,
240K he'll be next year. That's going to be insane.
Just no need for that kick too. There's fucking... Soren had basically Soren. Already sounded.
Soren was there.
Yeah. You got a feel for him.
Yeah. Well, I guess at least we can deal with it now. I've gone to D'Ambrosio.
Well, I already had D'Ambrosio, so I went down to Gipkiss.
Well, I've gone down to Howes then in that case, but yeah.
So Gipkiss, which got me the money to go get Lyons on top of Marchbank. Where the fuck did that come from? Lyons on top of Caleb Windsor. And I had the money sitting there, so I've gone to English.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's final either. I think the Patreons are going to get a big advantage of this year that I haven't. There's probably two lineups that I'm in between. And the one that I've got currently with English is on YouTube. I put a YouTube video out today. I'm not 100% set on that, and I think that's where it helps being in Patreon that we can have these conversations. I'll tell you what, it fucking does help, because I've seen some absolutely woeful teams getting ready to come into round one. So get in and start talking to us, because I've seen some fucking ugly shit today.
Come talk to us, because you're all shit, man.
That's it. Anything else out of this game?
Just
congratulations, by the way.
How good's the dub? Yeah,
that was very, very good.
Up the Baggers.
Suns and the Tigers.
What a game, bro.
Yeah, very relevant.
Fucking hell.
Very Book relevant.
Miller, welcome to my team.
Yeah, can we... Ooh, okay. Yeah, we will chat about that. Let's... he's been good, actually. But let's talk... I think I want to unwrap Richmond first.
You unwrap him, mate.
Shorty.
I'm not doing it.
I didn't even notice it. And I think that's maybe unfair, but watching the game, I didn't even think he was that impressive. A lot of the time, I'll watch football and then I'll check Supercoach scores later because I don't want, especially in the preseason, I don't want the scores to influence the eye test. Like during the main shit, like I'm just like fucking phones in the hand. I'm like watching scores like nothing. But I didn't notice the 130.
Yeah.
I thought he was very good, but I didn't
think it was
130.
It's not going to be on repeat, put it that way.
Yeah. Naismith, how fucking good.
Yeah. There's a world in which you could do Grundy Naismith.
Yeah, I think it's very risky with Thingo running right now.
What if Sweet is named, or if one of those other West Coast...
I don't like the West Coast boys. I'm not going anywhere near them.
You don't like them, but if you start Jackson at F1, you can then swing Jackson via the West Coast boys into your ruck to cover for...
Scares me a little bit. I think that could really fall
But that's your
behind.
Cover.
I think that if Big Nank wasn't running, I'm probably more confident in that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He's every chance probably to play this week.
And that's why I'm not comfortable in Naismith being...
I don't think they'll drop him.
I don't think they'll drop him either, but this score doesn't stay the same.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, they fucking subbed off Samson Ryan, didn't they?
Yeah.
I think they did.
Yeah. 25 hit-outs, 4 free kicks, 4, 11 disposals. I don't think
very risky, no doubt.
I think it's too risky. I think it's trying to be too sexy.
No such thing as too sexy.
There is. Shai Bolton is basically a no. Did you hear the conference about that?
No, what happened there?
Going to play forward.
Yeah, that was pretty evident during the game.
They want him exclusively as a forward. So I think his best position is definitely probably
a hybrid.
Yeah. Even a 50-50 split, but they're talking about him staying forward, which is just... I think they might have killed that. Sethi Campbell, probably not picking.
Fucking, I can't believe the amount of shots. Did he kick 2?
Yeah, kick 2. 2 goals, 1.
What a fucking joke. Where the fuck did he come from?
Called a 70.
No thanks. No little Ford pockets for me.
I don't want to hear anyone bring up Tim Taranto's name at any stage during the season, even when he's 400K.
Really?
He's the most useless kick in the AFL.
I thought probably the more outlandish thing from that game was the fact he had 15 touches.
Shocking. He was shit ass. And every time he kicked it, he fucking... Yeah, he's worse than Grundy.
He is woeful.
I wouldn't
want one of them kicking for my life.
No chance.
Play that much.
Shocking.
Joyples.
And anyone who was on the Thompson Dow experiment probably got kissed on the dick here. Round 0 saved you.
Yeah.
Shit ass.
I have to say, I reckon he looked a bit better than 23.
6 touches.
You know, the only thing was, I thought he came on during the third quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. It was the first time I fucking noticed him, I reckon.
They're going to be real bad.
And I remember just calling out to my little mate there, Shaggy. Oh, Shaggy boy, who's that? Fucking Shaggy boy.
All right, across the... Matt Rau with one of the more impressive games I've seen in a long
20
time.
20 clearances.
Insane. 23 contested, 25 contested, whatever it was. 137 Supercoach points, 5 tackles. 20 clearances, 26 contested it was, sorry. 63% by foot, 137. You know I've been big on Matt Real over the preseason. I got him in the draft league, like... There's so much in me that wants to start him.
How do you get... sorry, as well. Gipka scored 76 off 9 touches, by the way.
Sorry, I just ignored you. I punch it, too. Lots of spoils. Gipka's.
Who are we talking about?
Matt Ronell.
Yeah. 20 clearances, insane.
Tempted?
No, not at all. I'll definitely want to talk Miller, I think, though.
One stat we will... One thing we will say is they don't play Richmond every week.
Yeah. They probably won't have... I mean, they had 9 players score 100-plus. And three, all
4 of their midfielders went 116-plus. 116, 122, 124, and 137.
And another 3 in the 90s, including Connor Buderick, Corey.
The Bood. I wouldn't knock anyone for starting him. I'll tell you what, I'm still tempted to. But, yeah.
No, it's a pass from me.
He's just so good at contested footy. And it's like, yeah. Like everyone talks about Tom Green. Like, this guy is up there with how good he is contested.
Yeah, I won't dispute that.
I think he just probably competes with a lot more, doesn't he?
Again, won't dispute that.
Sammy Flanders?
I'm not going to do it.
I'm more tempted by Flanders than Heaney.
You got back end of last year to sort of back you up in that, yeah. So that'll give you some confidence. But I'm not, I'm not going all aboard, not quite yet.
There is a world where I've looked at no Luke Jackson, I've looked at Flanders and Heaney instead.
Yeah, but probably the upside on the Jackson will probably save you.
Correct,
And
this is one thing that we have to say as well, is you don't get the round zero scores. So I don't think I've said in this potty, I've said it plenty of times in this week, try not to get too sucked into it. If you weren't thinking about them, don't start thinking about them.
Don't go doing it now.
Will Power, very impressive.
Great advice, Corey.
Yeah, thank you, my friend. Noah Anderson, good. Tuke Miller, very good.
Yeah, look, he just looked like he was just, like, just he's going to roam, isn't he? Like, there's no concerns about forward line minutes for this gun, is there?
Nah, I think they're pretty happy with the big three and then Sam Flanders coming over and doing his shit.
So, at 550K, geez, he's not far off almost a must-have.
But it's the same thing. It's like, 1-2-3, Tuke, Rao, Anderson, sorry, yeah, Tuke, Anderson, Rao. Like, I think I like Rao, Anderson, Tuke. I know there'd be people that like Anderson, Tuke, Rao. Like, it's a dice roll on which one of these three is going to finish higher.
Well, they could all three just finish just outside too, though.
Yeah, they're definitely good. All three of them could be 105s. I'm not going to take the risk yet, even at 550.
That's fair enough.
But I don't knock anyone. But again, I don't knock anyone that wants to chuck in the extra 25K and go Anderson around, because I thought Anderson was one of the best on to half-time.
Anderson's opening quarter was bonkers. Mm. And then it all just... I mean, the memory just got very sketchy after that.
He was so drunk, Richmond started getting goals. Like, what the fuck's going on here?
I actually predicted Richmond were going to win the game after the siren.
There you go.
And when the comeback was on, I was... People thought it was a fortune teller, Corey.
The sex, love it. Keep going, pick it.
What a no, mate. Never had any.
Yeah, good. Call you salty.
Sexton. Now I get it, Corey. Sorry, mate. It's a joke, Perko. underwhelming.
Yeah, 73, but.
Is it weird that I was expecting more?
Yeah, probably, because that's, I think, where the mark's going to be close to every week. There will be the odd 100 in there, but they got a lot of people. They got a lot of people who use the ball off that halfback flank.
21 touches, 8 marks, fucking 5 Muppets.
He had, I think, 5 touches in the first, and he was on 4 Supercoach points. Because he had, what, 2 frees against or whatever it was.
Not ideal. Mm. Not ideal.
And Bodie Ulland.
Nah, fuck, he just needs to do more, doesn't he?
Fuck him off.
That's not going to get picked.
What a blonde fucker.
Mm.
Anything else?
Can't pick that.
Anything I missed? I think you have to have Gipkiss now, too. I mean, I know we quickly jumped back to it, but 76, do you have to have him? 150.
It's fucking 8 touches, bro.
Yeah, but it's the second week in a row that he's 70'd with under 10 touches.
Yeah, the points are going to be there for him, aren't they?
There's so much ball down back. I think you just have to have it. And because he's the easy way out, isn't he? Because he gets you the 30 grand that most of us are looking for.
You're right.
Head across to the Pies and almost call them the Suns then. The Giants, the Orange Tsunami. Let's start with Collingwood. I mean, no one's picking Darcy Cameron. Nick Dacos just screams, start me.
You know what's disappointing?
Yeah.
Watching the game, he probably only should have scored 80, and we should be having a very different conversation right now about him.
Yeah, 34 touches, just metres gained.
Not good.
Highest contested game he's ever had, too.
Was it really?
Yep, 16 contested.
But, I'm starting him.
I think you have to, don't you? We said this would happen. There was a lot of people that weren't going to start him, a lot of like this, and we said, if it's 70, everyone jumps off. If it's 130, everyone jumps on. If it's in between, split the difference. And it was 130.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting him.
Yeah. Paddy Lipinski, I thought, was shit-ass by foot and still scored 87. That was just shit in the preseason.
That was my smoky on the Fords podcast.
Hat off to you. I think you're right about Tom Mitchell. If I'm being honest, he probably doesn't deserve to play next week.
Did I say that on the potty?
You did say it on the potty as well.
Did I say the game's past that kind of isn't it? Yeah. I don't know. There was something I seen in the preseason, man. I think people just sort of said to me, it's preseason. I don't know. I've seen a lot of preseason football. I just didn't scream, I'm not trying all that hard today. I don't know.
I think he should be out next week and McRae should be in.
That was probably my exact call in the preseason too, I reckon.
And you said on the potty as well.
He's got to make way for McRae, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know what's going to be interesting? McRae gets named not as a sub next week. I'm probably starting him.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Because what are you doing with F8? Are you picking Newman from North Melbourne? Are you picking Seth Campbell? Are you picking fucking Cadman?
I've got Thomas there at the moment.
Who's Thomas? Harvey?
Harvey, yeah.
He scored fucking 40 in this game. You're better off spending 30K and taking a risk on McRae, aren't you?
And I would do that.
Yeah, that's what I reckon.
Mm. Sorry, I clicked on the wrong game. I was like, what the fuck's going on? And I think he should be in next week. Charlie Dean, don't jump on that bandwagon either.
Look, the thing I'll say, he's gone. And once Jeremy Howe's fit, Charlie Dean's gone, so don't start him.
Yeah.
The thing I will say about Mitchell, though, he's covered it enough career not to be dropped after one game.
Yeah.
I reckon the club owes it. Well, the club doesn't owe him a lot because they brought him over.
His finals campaign was insane.
Grand final was great. Like, you know, you don't just. I think he's still had a good run at it, to be honest.
Yeah, Ash Johnson won't play again next week as a Collingwood fan either.
See, the one that comes in now is McInnes, isn't it?
Has to be.
It's McInnes for Johnson.
But again, if
you work so hard in the preseason, how do you just drop a guy after one game?
I don't think he worked that hard during the preseason. I think it was a very close competition and we went Ash Johnson over McInnes, but you can't put out that performance on the weekend and expect to hold your spot. It was shocking. Yeah. But he was real bad.
Don't you think you should be, not that you're allowed to have a bad game, but you should be forgiven for one bad game. But if it happens again, then you're gone.
Yeah, but there has to be.
That's just me.
With how humiliated we were on the weekend, there has to be one change.
Humiliated. I don't think you were humiliated, but. I mean, GWS are a fucking pretty good unit, aren't they? I think I underestimated them.
We didn't deserve to be within 50 points of that game. That scoreline flatters us in the end.
You had more scoring shots than them, and you can blame them.
Oh, mate, we were fucking woeful.
You had three more scoring shots.
I don't care. Fuck ass Johnson off.
These cunts kicked at 74% Johnson, in front of goal.
Charlie Dean, Tom Mitchell might be lucky. Other than that, they're not playing this week.
Charlie Dean, I reckon, and Johnson are in a bit of trouble, but I reckon Mitchell will be given benefit of the doubt. But I'll tell you what.
He should be subbed.
McRae comes in. McRae comes in and he's not sub, great news.
When will we know this? We'll know this Friday night as well, so it's super handy.
Also, I think all subs this weekend were actually definitely named on the bench, weren't they?
Did we have this argument once where like subs were there were certain subs that were named on the field?
I think all this weekend were named on the bench. Okay. I was keeping track.
Yeah, no idea. Anyway, across to the GWS, Tom Green.
Locked.
Don't need to say much about it.
I mean, there were three players. Did I say there were three players that were locked in the preseason? Was it like Bont, Tom Green, and Petrarca, I reckon? But they're the three I was just never moving. I'd always sort of flipping between. Well, actually, it's a lie. Petrarca was always kind of flipping. Gordon was always kind of flipping. But Tom Green was never moving, man. He's, yeah, that's a that picks itself.
Very, very good. It was very, very good. Lucky Ash.
No.
Bit odd.
Good game. Hang on.
What did they have?
Aaron Briggs.
Briggsy was good too. But, yeah, you're not picking him.
No, you're not.
Where do we go down to? Cadman, 123K, he had 55.
Yeah, all their rookies, I mean, 55 from Cadman, 48 from Ware, 40 from Thomas, McMullen, 32.
McMullen's like, good when he come on the ground.
Yeah, a lot of bad scores in there, though, isn't there?
Yeah. Not too much that screaming pick me is there.
Hells, I mean, GWS kicked 18 goals and rolled Collingwood, and Toby Green only kicked one.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Definitely.
The man of the moment, Corey.
Who?
Jesse Hogan.
Yeah, you got him?
You have to pick him, don't you?
Obviously.
He's got West Coast and fucking North in the next two games.
Shag attack.
That's 130.
And then what would you do? Just trade him to McCart?
No, then you got to ride another price rise after that, and then you just get him for a fallen primo.
Yeah, good. We good on that game?
Yeah, mate.
Upcoming this week. Hey, quick question. Zachy Merritt, with the news of fucking Parrish missing this week and potentially more time, has he become an option?
I can only pick him in the second half of the year.
Even though he comes up against, what's the target from Hawks?
I can only pick him in the second half of the year.
Okay.
I won't knock anyone for getting him because you're going to get 116 average across the whole season. But he's going to average 110 in the first half, 124 in the second half.
Yep. Did you want to talk about your team? Are we going to do teams here or is it just it's way too early?
No.
Like for me, because I'm sitting here, I've got like shit going through my head while we're sitting here. So it's just
Look,
I've
made some changes now.
Is it almost better just say, like, if you want to say it, jump in Patreon, we'll reveal it at the end of the week?
Well, of course, we're revealing Patreon at the end of the week, but I'm going to go through it because I reckon you might laugh at my team.
I've laughed at it the whole way along.
Dacos, Stuart, Sheasel.
Yep.
Buderick.
Oh, fuck off.
What's wrong?
You're not having Buderick.
That's my team at the moment.
You're talking shit.
Buderick, Zach Williams, Howes, Gibkiss and Reed on the bench.
That's a lie. You do not have Buderick in your team.
Yes, I do. We're not on Discord. Can't go live.
You better not have Buderick in your team.
Oh, well, send
it
further.
If you have Buderick in your team, that means you're definitely talking to Shaq way too much.
Shaq told me not to pick Buderick.
Dacos, Stewart, Yo, D'Ambrosio, Williams, Reed, Gibkiss, Howes.
So you reckon D'Ambrosio versus Buderick. I'll win that easy, bro.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I think I'd make
out average D'Ambrosio.
Oh, just, and I make a lot more money.
I disagree. Bontempelli, Petrarca, Dawson, Tom Green, Took Miller, Jared Lyons, Sanders, and Hussweight.
Mm-hmm.
With Roberts, Carroll, Clark on the bench.
No, McKirch is a big worry. Bont, Petrarca, Dawson. I just fucked around and got Green in my team then. Jared Lyons, Reed, Sanders, Hussweight, McKercher, Roberts, Clark.
Gorn Grundy Naismith.
English Grundy Naismith.
Fisher, Fife, Jordan, Harms, Reed, Sexton, and then Wilson on the bench with that spot's floating. I've actually got Finn McRae at the moment.
Yeah, I see. I needed do some trades where I think I might actually go English down to Gaunt to make some a little bit more money. Jackson, Fisher, Fife, Wilson, Jordan, Harms, Sexton, and then Thomas is there. But with Green, I can't get up to the likes of McGuinness or something else. So we Gaunt may be coming back in. We'll see, but...
I don't reckon you'll start English.
I like it for the buys.
You're a big overall player now. Aren't
it's
you?
Fucked. It's literally been like last week, like last 3 days, just like a completely done a 180. I think I counted today. I had like 12, not 11 buy plays in my whole team. Like, what's, sorry, what's 11 players that played in round zero.
He's had 21,
like 370 or something.
300. Nah, just 300.
Is he actually only 300?
Yeah, he's 21 with 8 marks and 94 in the weekend. I don't know.
I didn't realise he was only 300.
There's always a dumb pick like that. They just fucking...
They don't ends play up being Richmond every move. Week, though.
Yeah, which means you'll probably see more ball. So, yeah, all
four. Or he has to be more accountable.
As
far as ball users, I think it's Powell, Sexton, Bude.
I think when your team has the ball, no one's accountable.
They're not going to have the ball that much. They're not
in defense. The ball's in your defense. You have to have the ball.
Oh, yeah, but it's probably getting bombed on the head. Someone else.
Who they got this week?
He's a ball user. He's not. He's not a crazy interceptor. So, I mean, they might look for him.
Rankin might only score 14 this week, and he might have 140. And I reckon people might be trading in the boot the week after Corey.
Okay. I didn't know it was only 300, so I do apologise there. I thought it was like
301.
I thought it was
like
high threes. I thought it was like 370. So
yeah, you're probably like, why is this guy think he's going to make same many money as Ben Bozier?
Exactly what my thought was then too. When you're telling me you got the Bute, I'm like fucking. I'm like, you're probably making 75k best, and he's probably putting out. But no,
I've got nothing to do with the 80k savings I would have had on him if I took him out. So.
Oh, and why that's the exact, not same, have boot over exact same story that I would have had with English, so I got no problem with that at all. Interesting. Maybe I get rid of Gaunt and go Harvey Thomas up and D'Ambrosio to the boot.
Most logical thing you've said all preseason.
Fuck that. So that was it. You having a look at buy structure at all? Because you're it's funny, right? You're an overall player, and you're looking at a player in Buterick who's going to cost you a round of points over D'Ambrosio.
Yeah. I just put Gipkus on, bro. Don't stress.
Yeah, but that's still potentially going to cost you points. If Buterick was going to be in your best 18 and Gipkus wasn't.
In round, what round does the boot of the boy, round 3? I'll have 7 playing defenders that week, Corey. I'll be able to loophole Reed with Gibkiss and Howes. Oh, mate. What a fucking joke.
About D'Ambrosio could have been accounted into that. Who is it? Gold Coast and who? GWS.
Yeah, that week, yeah.
Okay. Yes, he would have.
I'll have full 22 players playing that week, Corey. So
I don't know if I've said this on the potty, but one thing that I have had a look at in my intense buy structure is I've actually gone through each round and almost made sure that loophole works well. Like, you know, by moving players and using the loop. Like, because the loop's going to be super handy. Because if you can field, like, if you have the look at 7 forwards in, or 7 defenders or 7 forwards in lieu of 6 because you don't have someone on the buy, like, that can help rather than hinder.
Well, you know, I'll be able to have a look because I'll have 7 defenders in. Let's have a look at this. For round 2 by 7 defenders, fantastic. 10 midfielders. No, 9 midfielders, fantastic because I can use the loop. And I just unfortunately don't have a loop in my forward line. So I'll only be able to use 6 forwards there that week.
For what round is that?
Round 2.
Okay, yeah.
And then round 3 comes and I've got 7 defenders, perfect. 9 midfielders, perfect. 7 forwards, perfect. Yeah, so I can maximise that.
Yeah.
Then round 5 comes, and I've got 7 defenders, and I've got, 8, 9, 10 midfielders.
Yep, so.
And 7 forwards. And the 2 fantastic. Rucks, yep. And then the next week comes, and I've got 6 defenders, unfortunate. Yeah, 10 midfielders.
The same, because Gibkins and Howe.
10 midfielders, fantastic. The one ruck.
You don't have Petrarca, so I've got all the midfielders.
I do have Petrarca.
Okay, yeah, sorry, all the midfielders. So that's 11 midfielders, isn't it?
No. 10, yeah, sorry. Just Petrarca's on the bye, mate. Yep. Yeah, simple maths. And unfortunately, I don't have the loop in the forward line that last week. So,
I'd even get a ruck in that week if I kept English.
Yeah, I mean, that's where that's sort of becomes handy, because it's Gorn Grundy. They both have the bye, the fucking shit cunts. And we're anticipating Naismith getting named all the way through this kind of period too as well, which is another big iffy.
Yeah, so I think that's almost the vital thing about just having a couple spread across rather than too many. Like, if you start out loading up on too many Gold Coast players and shit like that, it could, you know, you, Sexton, hypothetically, like, Sexton, Thomas, in air quotes, and, like, Flanders, like, that'll be only five playing forwards. That could kick you in the nuts. So just check it out. Go have a look at it.
Look, and I know rookies are all up in the air and stuff, but the later boys in the year two, I'm fielding full, plus full teams, you know, more than 22 players comfortably every single bye week sort of later on. So the balance I have at the moment is actually pretty good. Yeah. But I know that's all subject to change, injury form, drop-in, rookies changing, et cetera. So. Yeah,
my round 14 bye looks shit ass, but a lot of these rookies won't be in here anymore anyway.
Yeah. Big bye player, big overall player.
There we go. Hey, you want to drop the league code? Or you want to wait to the end for that?
Are we not at the end?
Well, there's a couple more segments.
Thanks to the people, Corey, who logged on to Twitter last week.
Oh, fuck me. We got to apologise for that as well.
On behalf of SC Elite's Peter admin scores, Peter Legato, who we know he's been unwell in hospital from time to time here, Corey.
I had to fill in some time because he was a little bit bored.
Literally. We do apologise. But, I mean, he's rocketed. I reckon last time on the pod we had 1,100. We've got just under 1,500 now.
It went crazy with sharing the league card, if you don't know what we're talking about. He spammed it everywhere.
And then tried to accuse Joel Smith of doing it.
Yeah, he's right up his alley. Pietro.
385-287. If you're not in there, just join. I mean, who gives a fuck if you're not a Patreon member? Like, go win the merch pack. That's fine. That's fine with us. But if you want to win $1,000, sign up to Patreon. It costs you $4 a month. And so potentially over 6 months, you've paid $24 to beat, and you got a 1 in 1,500 chance of winning $1,000 for $24. Sorry. Not a bad deal.
Not bad at all. Vice captain and captain.
I thought you weren't going to ask. You know, I had it written down here going, because I said it on the last body, didn't I? And you go, fuck, it's fucking way too early for that. VC, it's going to be very boring, Corey. Very boring. Dagos into the Bont.
Yep. Yeah, like, I'm not going to try and do anything sexy this week. What about Grundy?
And Stacey coming in Cox could absolutely maul them, yeah.
Especially around the ground.
I'll probably back Dacos to score more than Grundy, but...
Could you captain Luke Jackson if you had it?
You could go into him, yeah, against OMAC. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think the safest option is Dacos into bottom, though.
I think... Look, we shouldn't be running... We shouldn't even have a captain this week, should we?
No,
we shouldn't have a VC and C.
There won't be a VC, but...
So my straight C is just probably Dacos this week.
No, Donuts. I don't even want to start that conversation. If you know me, you know how I feel about it.
We're going to be given Donuts, like, for the next 5 weeks.
Generally.
So why would you start a Donut?
Just straight captain Bont.
I mean, Bont is a fantastic option too.
Before I start... Oh, fucking oath he is.
Petrarca. Why couldn't you do Petrarca against the Dogs?
Yeah, I'd prefer Bont.
Why couldn't you do Rosie or Butters against Westgate?
You definitely... Oh, fucking hell. You 100% could.
Yeah. Why couldn't you do Tom Green against North? I mean, there's some serious players out there.
Yeah. Hold it off to the Sun... Oh, they're all Sunday games, actually. You can have a look at your league. There you go. Sunday games, Port v West Coast. You have Luke Jackson. Because there are leagues that start this week. I've got three.
A lot of cash is, and I want to know which one.
I went through and had a look because I had to make sure that there was going to be something this week. So I'm like, fuck, I don't want to be playing for nothing this week. Like, but yeah, figure out what your league is. Anything else up before I say the thank yous?
No.
Big thanks. It's been a fantastic preseason. I hat off to you because we started really late and we've jam packed a lot in such a short space of time. So, first of all, thank you to you for all your work. Big thank you to all our Patreons. I know we pump the Patreon a lot, but it is genuinely because we love it. Like, we are on it a lot. basically all day, every day, sitting in that chat, having conversations. The switch to Supercoach in the last month and a bit has been absolutely awesome. We give a lot of slack to a lot of you. It's definitely not for the faint of hearted, that is for sure. But a big thanks to all of you come in, contribute, get screamed at by me when I hate your opinions. Just have to listen to Bombs' bullshit 24/7. It is, yeah, really, really fun. Thanks to our admin staff team who have done a fantastic job over the off-season. Thanks to DeZoe, who, you know, does a lot of shit in the background.
He hasn't contributed this off-season. A lot of
unshit as well.
In fact, the things he has contributed, he hasn't even contributed, if you know what I mean, Corey. Yeah,
a huge thanks to Jumpers for all the draft stuff he's done in the pro. Yeah, right?
Sorry. And, no, and you know, just... No, thanks for the pictures you sent from France, Corey.
Yeah,
some fantastic photos we got there, Corey.
So yeah, big thank you to him. Shout out to Pete, who's still just recovering in hospital.
No,
yep.
No more shout outs for Pete, Corey. He's dead to us. He's been sacked. No, we don't need no board meetings. This is the first sacking on air. We're done with the cut.
There we go.
He can fuck off.
So
now,
yeah, go.
Just want to say thanks to you, Corey.
No, thank you.
Hey, and can you give a shout out to some of our newest Patreons who keep joining these days?
Unky
Shine. Yeah. Good to have him on the chat.
Muesli's, what's his name?
Fucking Muesli's has actually been all right, actually. Last couple of days, Corey.
He's set a big impression in the Muse.
Yeah. I mean, he was better when he was 14 beers deep on the first night he joined.
Chaz just drinking on the track.
Yeah. And a newest member from China.
Who's that?
Cobra.
Oh, yep, Cobra Kai, yep.
Cobra Kai,
Who migrated here with his whole family, so that was really good.
Yeah, we meet some interesting people.
Yeah, and to everyone else who's been super active in the text channels.
Been a lot of them.
Yeah, the text channels are actually going off. It's weird because we sit in the fucking voice chat all day. It's like, lately at night I've been getting in, it's been like 20 minutes just going through the text channels and seeing what everyone's been talking about.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why, I'm just fucking catching up on them.
I don't know why.
Thumbs up, thumbs down is absolutely fucking popping.
I love thumbs up, thumbs down. Such a good
chat. But yes, get in there. Look, we say this all the time. This is probably the most important podcast we do all season. The one before round one. There's no more vital time to be getting the opinions of the so-called, I wouldn't call us experts or professionals.
I would, correct.
Out there. So get in, jump into the Patreon, patreon.com/SCLeads, jump in the league, be eligible for the 1K. Yeah, sign up and we'll help you out. Done.
Yeah.
On behalf,
sure we will.
On behalf of Bombs, myself, and the Patreons at patreon.com/SC Elites. Peace out. Thank you for listening, and good luck for motherfucking round one.